Show Me the Way, episode 29, From Injury to Impact. Ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, we will continue our conversation with the one and only Todd Durkin, who is the trainer to professionals throughout the United States. In the last episode, we talked about Todd's journey to become a mindset guru, starting his own company, and how that business has evolved over time. If you haven't listened to part one yet, I highly recommend and encourage you to go listen to it now. And then come back and listen to the second part. In today's episode, Todd shares his plans for success and his legacy, reflecting on his own identity, mission, and how he is using his unique gifts to make the biggest impact he can. You're going to enjoy it. Welcome to Show Me the Way, a podcast presented by Spencer Fain, LLB, about business succession planning. Being successful in business, the merger and acquisition experience, and successful exits. I am your host, Dave Sider. So ladies and gentlemen, can you see that we started early on with, you know, as a young man, how do you deal with it? Now, here's the next phase of succession planning. How to figure out where you're in that middle part of your life, and I see this with a lot of folks, usually their 40s and 50s, maybe early 60s, trying to figure out what else. This is round number two, ding, with Mr. Durkin in discovering what it is about creating your own succession plan, which is why I want him on here. A lot of energy behind this. And as I can see, because we're doing the video as well, very reflective. The first part is high energy, and here it's high energy with some reflection. Really appreciate the thoughts. Tell us where you are today, because now it's just a wide expanse of things that you're doing.
Yeah. Thanks for asking, Dave. I'd be remiss if I didn't share. Earlier this summer, if you step back a few months, you go back to late May, early June this past summer, I shared on my podcast a series called the Reinvention Series, series, episodes 301 through 305. If you want to step back a few months, just go look at that.
Can we stop just for a moment? Because we want to have a plug, because I want him to get there. Again, episode
301 through 305.
And tell everybody right now, what is your podcast? What's the name of it? Where they can find it?
Yep. So the name of the podcast is Todd Durkin Impact Show, Todd Durkin Impact Show. And if you step back to episodes 301 through 305, look at the Reinvention Series, because this is where I share some of the last few years of my own reinvention, my own rebranding, my own re-inspiration to really step into that next step.
And so what he's done, ladies and gentlemen, again, he's got to go through the second succession growth. And now here's his plan. This is what we want to focus on with you.
So Dave, what happened is the pandemic, like everyone listening in, it forced me to go really deep. Now, for some, it was a blessing. And in a lot of ways, looking back, like it was my back injury back when I was 25 years old. Now, as we sit here and this episode drops in the fall of 2023, looking back, the last 3 years have been a blessing. But let me tell you what, I was also broken a few years ago again. Because going through the pandemic as a fitness professional and saving my gym, and one of the coaching programs I run for Fit Pros called the Mastermind, the Todd Durkin Mastermind Group, Dave, I was putting the weight of the world on my back and my shoulders to save the industry. And I'm like, get on my back. Well, in 2021, my back broke, literally. And you go back and listen to the whole thing of like when you're in physical pain, I don't care if it's knees, back, whatever. When you're in pain, whatever you do for a living, it's hard to show up when you're in pain and serve your clients, your customers, your members the way you want to. But that was me. And I didn't want to become my back again like 25 years ago. But isn't it interesting how just 25 years ago, that was my impetus into getting into fitness and opening my gym? I do believe, speaking of crucibles, that 2020, 21, and 2022 are the crucible that's allowing me to go to the next level again. I liken it to a trapeze artist. Yeah. You know, and here's why. Yes. Because here you are swinging, and you know deep down there's another level, and you get knocked down, and you go through a struggle, or you go through a surgery or two or three on this. You don't want to let go of the comfort. And for me, that was just Fitness Quest 10. I had a lot of success and a lot of ego being fed from the fitness industry. And I love that. It's still part of my soul. But I knew that I had to let go and step into that next 2.0 version. And that's what I've done over the last year and a half, is now in speaking on more platforms across all industries, now that we're through the pandemic and things are live, thank God, and coaching. My coaching programs have evolved. I've got an impact certification for life coaches who want to become coaches, so I can now empower others who want to empower others. But for me, I've always been a coach. And as a mindset coach that's developed systems over 20-something years, is now it's this systemizing of how can I scale and grow the impact that I create? And that's how I'm going to spend the next decade of my life, in helping create impact in other coaches and people who want to tap into their best self.
Okay, now comes the tough question. How old are you going to live to? What age?
Well, I know that, actually, Dave. I know I'm going to die when I'm 110 years old.
There
it's
you go.
Gonna be, the date is 10-10, because that's my number. October 10th, 2082. On October 10th, 2082, 10-10-82, I'll be 110 years old. So I've reverse engineered everything, all planned out. It's all through my succession planning for the next
month. And see, and this is the, okay, here's the third level of the succession plan, actually third plus. What do you think, given the goals that you have, that you will have been able to accomplish by then, knowing what you know today?
No, it's so good. Well, I want to make sure that I share my respect and homage to you, because I took your assessment. You're right. When you had me do the assessment months ago, and knowing that, I wish I knew you a few years prior to even some of the changes, because the wisdom that you have allowed me to think even differently. Even after making some of the moves I've made, you've made me think even now in different ways. And in working with you and seeing how you operate, to answer your question, I was just reflecting on this morning, actually, in how do you be a master where you can reverse engineer your not success, but your significance and legacy, but also make sure you maintain finding peace, joy, and happiness in the day, in the moment, knowing that, how do I find joy today in what I'm doing? And I love it. But knowing that what you're creating and crafting today is in alignment with your divine uniqueness, your genius zone of what you do. So some of those things are what I've recently launched just this past summer with the Tadarkin Impact Certification, with the Impact X coaching program for high performers who want to maximize their impact personally and professionally, with my mastermind program, and even with some one-on-one coaching I'm doing. I see some of these things only growing and reaching more people around the globe, including Dave, like yourself. And we've talked about this. The million-dollar question that I would share is, what's your legacy all about? Mm-hmm. What is your legacy all about? And what's the legacy project that you're working on now that you know is going to allow you to live that legacy? Because God forbid, if I die tomorrow, I want to make sure that my legacy is cemented, and that my family, the people who I coach and who I impact, that they have gotten every single thing out of me, and I die empty. Empty from the standpoint of energy. I have given my all on the battlefield. And to me, what is that legacy project? And I'm involved in a few right now, the coaching programs I've shared, the speaking. You'll see that when you hear me speak live. I'm going to give it all in an hour keynote or a half-day workshop or an all-day impact event. But even projects, like I'm involved in a project out in Montana. I'm building a legacy project where I'm building a world-class spa, fitness, and retreat center in Whitefish, Montana, that this is my heart and soul, and I'm going to be involved with that more and more and more in the years to come. But it's about really tapping into what God's got me doing, and I want to stay in line with his plans for me.
So, a couple more difficult questions. What does it say on your headstone when you pass?
My tombstone statement, huh? Well, it says Todd F. Durkin, and on that F, it used to stand for my middle name, which was Frederick, but now it stands for freaking. And there's a story behind that, because here's why I say freaking is because sometimes you got to remember who you are and where you come from and what you're made of. So if anyone's struggling with identity today, or you're feeling a little soft, you're feeling like you don't have the drive, remember who you are, where you come from. I remember that little five-year-old boy getting the lunch tickets to the lunch lady. That's the freaking part. So every now and then, put the freaking between your name. Because that reminds you who you are, where you come from.
That's good.
Keep the hungry, right? And then under that, I have the date, right? Where I was born, 3/21/71. I've got my end date, 10/10/2082. It says father, husband, leader, coach, impact man. This man inspired millions to greatness.
Wow.
Dave, that's what I wake up to thinking about. Who am I going to inspire today? One person. Right now on Show Me the Way, right? Show Me the Way podcast. I don't know who the one is, but I'm going to encourage if some way Dave Rice spoke to you, reach out to us. I only look for one person a day. If someone said, hey, I heard your podcast, or I heard you on a podcast, or this, like if I can inspire one person to be the better man or woman today, the better leader, the better coach, the better parent today, man, that is my mission. So that's what my tombstone statement is going to say someday.
You know, to go along with that, I believe that, and I don't know where this comes from, I think they put you in the ground and God gives you the opportunity to hear what's going on in everybody's head who's there surrounding you. What do you think they're going to be saying?
Well, what I want to hear, because ultimately it's only about one person, what he says to me, is I want to hear from that one man is well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I'm always about.
Okay.
One of my clients is Pastor David Jeremiah. If you're in the faith world, or you watch TV on Sunday mornings, you probably see Dr. J, I call him, Dr. David Jeremiah on TV. And I was just talking the other day, I train him three times a week here at the gym. It's, I hope what I hear from the family, and that is that I was a good brother, I was a good father, and that you always got the best of me in my heart and soul. But ultimately, it's like now, I don't want to put my faith in what other people are saying about me, because if I'm in alignment with what God wants me to do, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. If I'm using my gifts, like each of you are using your gifts, because we all have gifts, unique gifts that we've been granted, if we're using those every single day, the days that I'm tired, the days that I'm exhausted, the days that I'm burnt out, and go again, reading this series, I talk about that. I talk about being burnt out and, you know, changing the relationship with my business and all these things. Those are the days where you got to get up, or you got to call the Dave Siders of the world. You got to call your coaches. You got to call the people you work with that you really rely on, your fire breathing dragons, and say, hey, I'm going to pick me up. What do we got? Because that's energy. And when your energy, when it goes below E, you're in trouble, right? We don't want that. We want to be manifesting great positive energy that drives us. That, man, my mind is clear. And as you go into, like, Dr. J, Pastor Jeremiah is 82 years old. That brother inspires me.
Yes.
He's 82.
Yes.
He's coming out with his 30, I don't even know, it's his like 75th book coming out here in October. And I'm like, goodness gracious, I got to pick up the pace. Let me tell you what, when you surround yourself, there you go. If you can't see, Dave's holding up his devotionals. Like, listen, when you put yourself in an environment that's conducive to growth, that's what's going to drive you to keep going to the next level. And you say, show me the way is, number one, you're listening right now. Two is taking action on what you want to take, and then setting your dreams and desires. I don't care how old you are. If you're a young buck or you're 82 years old, man, it's about continuing to grow and deliver the impact that you want to create for your life based on what God's got in plan for you. That's what makes me go. Now I'm going to get up.
Well, I was going to play on that thought is, I'm going to call the Department of Energy and say, we can get rid of oil and gas. Don't worry about solar and wind panels. Don't worry about electricity. Just kind of get hooked up to Todd Durkin. They got enough energy to run the entire country.
Well, hey, Dave, thank you. But what I would say is this. Well, how do I get more energy? I don't even want Todd's energy. I just want more energy. Listen, habits. Because if you are of the world and you spend too much time watching the news, scrolling on social media, having energy vampires in your life that are toxic and you don't guard and protect your energy, then that's going to zap you. And the next thing you know, you got some habits that have crept in. They creep. Habits creep in. So if nothing else, I'm a huge proponent in all that I coach is, we have to define habits and rules that you're going to live by and that you're going to be held accountable to by a coach like myself or your teammates. Who's going to hold you accountable to your habits and rules? So when it comes down to body, mind, and soul, you set your own rules. Dave knows we've been talking about success statements the last few months. Success statements are this. Create some success statements in your personal and professional life. What does success look like for you? create those success and significant statements. For me, as a coach, this is when I'm successful. I'm doing these things. As a father, as a husband, as a leader, as a podcaster, as a speaker, 3 to 5 bullet points in any areas of your life. And if you're doing the habits, the KPIs behind those success statements, let me tell you what, your life will be different in 30 days, let alone 90 days, let alone in a year from now. So step into those success statements right now. And ultimately, if you own the day, you're going to own the week, you're going to own the month, and it's going to allow you to own your year, all because you own the day.
Tell the people what the KPI is, because that is an initial they may not know about.
Yeah, key performance indicators. Key performance indicators are, let's say, for example, as a podcaster myself or a coach, here are the things I'm going to do that I can measure. I'm doing them or I'm not doing them that will allow me to be successful. What I'm sharing here today on the podcast is at least create success statements. Right now, if you're not feeling the drive or the energy, or you're in the middle of a transaction of selling your business, or you're in the embryonic stage of thinking about it, and you got someone like Dave in your corner, congratulations, because that would be one of my lessons. Make sure you have someone like Dave Sider in your corner. Is okay, then you right now, if you've got some deal fatigue that Dave talks about, you better dial in your personal habits. You're as good as your energy. You got to think clear. That means you need to be moving, right? I say motion is lotion, movement is medicine. Motion is lotion, movement is medicine. So you got to dial in your personal habits. What does that look like for you? You define your success. For me, it's early in the morning. I'm getting my devotional time about 20 minutes most mornings of the week. I'm going to move. I'm going to exercise. Why? Not to get the six-pack ab. I want my mind sharp. I want the energy flowing. So when I get on the horn, or I'm in a negotiation, or I'm going to create a podcast, or I've got coaching sessions, or I'm going to go live, whatever that may be, that I'm at my best. So we have to create those habits that ultimately allow us to manifest our best work, but it's very purposeful. It's the way we create our structured environment is purposeful. And that's what I implore you to do. So, you know, when you check out some of what I have, those are the systems that will allow you to do that. But please create your success statements, which will allow you to do that. Put some KPIs, key performance indicators behind that, and then have a coach or a colleague hold you accountable for what needs to be done so you can operate at the highest frequency. So whether you're selling a business, you're acquiring a business, you want to do it where you have the most clarity of body, mind, and soul. So that alignment is you're making a deal that is one that aligns with your values, that aligns for you to take the next steps for your life.
So great wrap. I mean, really great insight. And I think that gives the 3 or 4 top points that people have to remember, or would ask them to remember on in their life, business life, and otherwise. I think you've shared with them succession planning, how you started out, you know, your initial business positioning, your next business positioning, where you are now moving forward, and what you see for the future. The 3 succession plans in really anybody's life, something everybody can take away, and as well, the specifics that you ought to use, obviously behaviors and habits, to deal with the ups and downs that go on in the business world, some of the uncertainty. And through that, I think I gather you've learned this not only from yourself, but watching other people and their successes and failures. So it's not just Todd, but Todd helping people through the process.
Absolutely.
So let's talk in a little bit about how do people find out about Todd? Todd speaking, the Todd books, the Todd podcasts, the Todd classes. I mean, how do they find you?
Hopefully not. It's not hard. Just this past summer, we had a new rebrand. We got a new website. So the website, toddurkin.com, has everything. If you're looking for speaking or coaching, go to toddurkin.com, and everything there is, including my podcast, the Todd Durkin Impact Show. You can download that, subscribe to that. And it's a good 1-2 punch with Show Me the Way podcast, right? You're getting a lot of great wisdom here from Dave. But if you subscribe to the Todd Durkin Impact Show, that's on all platforms. So whatever platform you listen to podcasts, we're there. And I like social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, I'm on YouTube, all these things. So wherever you hang out, there's a good chance you're going to find me, because ultimately for me, it comes down to that purpose statement, right? Motivate, inspire people to greatness every single day and create impact. That's what drives me. So go to the website, subscribe to the podcast, and there's a lot of ways we can play together. And I would encourage anyone, if you're looking for more mindset hacks and fitness tips, every Thursday I drop what's called a dose of Dirk in it. So every Thursday, an email, and I have a quote of the day. I have a workout challenge of the week. So I give a little workout challenge of the week, and it's an email. So all you got to do is go to the website, subscribe to the Dose of Durkin, and it's short, it's sweet, but it's going to keep you on track between the podcast on Mondays dropping and on Thursdays, the Dose of Durkin dropping. My intention, my hope is that I can help your body, your mind, and your soul sing.
At the end of the day, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we'll also, when we upload this, we'll get you access to all of his media sites. So you'll have also a reinforcement from there. I want to thank Todd Durkin for bringing energy to the table. First of all, for me, I think I can like work another 6 hours.
Let's go.
So I'm all fired up. I've got a dinner meeting tonight with some people that want to buy one of my clients. So I'm all fired up to go negotiate.
Yep. Yep.
And I appreciate you allowing us time in your busy schedule, and thank you for your insights. If you are in search of assistance, please go to davesider.com and schedule a consultation. Also, make sure to subscribe to Todd's show and to my show, rate the shows, and leave comments on your favorite podcast platforms, such as Spotify or Apple. I hope you're all fired up. I'm going to be fired up until our next podcast. Thanks, Todd. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Dave.
And I want you to know that this podcast is provided for educational purposes. It does not constitute legal advice, and it is not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship. The recommendations contained in the podcast are not necessarily appropriate for every individual or business. In determining the best course of action, business owners should consult with an attorney on their distinct circumstances.